Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. ebaymotors.com.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp, Fightful.com. It is December 1st. My God, it is December. Jimmy Van isn't here today. We got a more than suitable replacement. You can see him on Grapsity every Saturday at noon here on Fightful. Follow them at Grapsity Pod. But also, maybe a little cover story in Pro Wrestling Illustrated. We got Righteous Reg.
Yes, what's up? SRS, thank you for having me here. This is amazing. It's been a crazy day so far. Of course, they released this cover, but that PWI cover story, Big E, the WWE champion. It's I can't believe it, man.
Man, I'm so happy to see this. So, I mean, a well-deserved cover story at that. And I'm a big Big E fan as well. But I mean, we're going to talk more about PWI, Grapsity throughout this show as they can find a lot of your great work in there. But and it's been a wild wrestling week, but more so the discourse on Twitter than anything else. Like that's and like I wouldn't even call it like a bad wrestling week. It's just the discourse overshadows everything.
It does. It seems like every week that's what it's been. For the last couple of weeks, it's like discourse is taking over everything. We had this fan run-in discourse for so long last week. There are just so many things going on.
Well, guys, leave a thumbs up on this video. Subscribe. Tap the bell for notifications. Of course, we're here tonight for an AEW review as well. FightfulSelect.com is the most direct way to support us. Right after this show, I'll be doing a quick Q&A over there, but I'll be doing a more extended one later this week. Also dropping some contract news on Fightful Select. But today, I dropped Inside NXT War Games. It's a feature that has an accompanying video feature. I spoke to Adam Cole, Kyle O'Reilly, Roderick Strong, Tommaso Ciampa, Raquel Gonzalez, and Alexander Wolf about this, about their experiences, their memories inside NXT War Games. Make sure you guys check that out as well. And donate a super chat that gets your question or statement read on the air. We prefer you go to humperchats.com. That is our Streamlabs platform, humperchats.com. But you can do what our friend Eloquent over here did and says, congrats on that interview, Reg.
Hey, appreciate it, Eloquent. It's amazing, man. Big E, Righteous Reg, PWI, we out here.
Did you ever see what I asked Big E the first time I interviewed him?
No.
So you remember when Kevin Owens briefly attempted to join New Day, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And his name was Big O, right?
Yes.
And I said, all right, Big E, if he's replacing you, like, would he start from scratch? Would he get, you know, not just Big O, but I mean, Big E's last name was Langston. So I said, would Big O's name be Big O Wangston?
Well, what was his response to this?
He had to stop himself from popping. I know I got him, but he said, I wanted to like you. I really did. But then you went and said that, but I almost got him. I almost got him. I was this
Big
close.
Big O Wangston. Huh?
Big O Wangston. Oh, man. Show it some respect.
They should have did it. They should have
done it. Guys, get in your super chats, all that good stuff. Joseph Correa says he's here with an epic triggered rant, or for an epic triggered rant for SRS and Reg. Oh my gosh. I mean, you go on those almost every damn Saturday at this point.
It's all WWE's fault, man. I would have a regular calm podcast if they didn't put out garbage wrestling programs on Monday, Tuesday, Friday.
My what God, can you do, man? You know what? You're right, and we're going to lean right into that. So there were a couple of interviews over this past week that, you know what, I enjoyed both of them. I enjoyed mm-hmm. the Edge Miz interview. I thought they sold me a ticket. CM Punk and MJF, my God. Like, I had the night off. I was going to go out. I live in a town so small, the only time everybody goes out is the night before Thanksgiving. And then I saw CM Punk and MJF in the ring together, and I said, we're going to wait about 20 more minutes
right.
for this. It ended up being like the longest promo in AEW history. MJF is called a less famous Miz by CM Punk. I saw that as a compliment, all things considered. It is a comparison that has often been drawn. When you heard that line, what came to your mind? Did you see it as a cheap shot? Did you see it as a cheap shot towards WWE or The Miz, or did you see that more as just fodder to attack MJF?
Yeah, I think it was just a diss to MJF. It was just trying to, because he's heard it before. We've all heard it before. He's been compared to The Miz since his inception, pretty much. And CM Punk was just going towards that. I don't think it was a diss toward them. Anything is the opposite of a diss towards The Miz. It's saying, like, you're not as good as this guy. But people will probably try to take it as, you know, CM Punk used to be with The Miz, and people used to say The Miz wasn't as up to par as other wrestlers are, but that's not true. So, like, when you're compared to The Miz now, you're being compared to a world-class athlete. So it's a great
world
for the
champion,
Miz.
WrestleMania yeah. main eventer. I mean, and that was covered in the Edge promo as well.
Beautiful wife, TV yeah. show. Like, he's doing it, man.
Multiple TV shows. The guy's been on TV for over two decades at this point.
Right.
And when the Edge Miz promo happened, initially was I like, oh yeah, I'm excited for this feud. No, I don't think it'll last long though.
No.
But I liked what Edge said. He said, everybody forgot who you were except for you and me. He's like, I'm not sitting here and saying that you're terrible. Like, you know how good you are. I know how good you are. And he remembered that WrestleMania moment. Also, I think having Maryse back in this act is great. She adds
yes.
so much to The Miz. Because right. if you ever forget why you hate The Miz, there's a good reason why you hate The Miz right there, because
exactly.
of all that he's accomplished and achieved in his life. But the line that Edge put forth was, you've got your name in everybody's mouth for a cheap pop. I love that line too. Give me more of that. That's harmless to me. That's right. harmless fun. And it's absolutely true. Play off of one another. I know that there's always the thought that number one shouldn't acknowledge number two, but I mean, I thought this was good, harmless fun. It
was.
Wasn't attacking like anything like too deep or anything like that. I thought this was okay.
Yeah, it's like, I love when they don't, you know, consider us dumb fans. Like, we know other wrestling companies exist. We heard the promo. We all heard the promo that Punk and MJF did. It's trending on YouTube. Like, how did you not? If you're a wrestling fan, you saw that. So for them to acknowledge this is the way they have to go. They can't keep acting like AEW isn't anything. They can't keep acting like this other giant wrestling company doesn't exist. So for them to say that, I think is great. What it led to Edge saying, though, I don't think is the greatest. So
yeah. So Eloquent says WWE referencing the releases in kayfabe was whack to me. That's where right. I got frustrated, and mm-hmm. it happened earlier with Liv Morgan, and I had a tweet last week. They got some negative attention that was in the same vein, and they've done this before. Last week, I think it was Becky Lynch that said, nobody stepped up in my absence. Well, that's WWE's fault.
Right.
And I remember years ago, I felt so bad because I didn't like watching Baron Corbin on TV. The guy was boring. He was he was booty. I didn't want to see him. But we have seen him be entertaining since then. Like, we saw a great King of the Ring run that had some incredible matches out of him. We saw the broke Corbin that was great. But they had the whole McMahon family come out there and say, well, the show has sucked, but it's because of Baron Corbin.
Right.
And I'm like, I
who
understand.
Who we put out there.
Exactly. And I understand you can't say, man, our writing and creative sure is duty.
But I mean, you don't have to reference it at all. Just say fresh start. Just say something. You don't acknowledge that the women's division has been booked terribly. And they did that again this week, where they gaslit one of their own on-screen characters, Liv Morgan. Unreal. They had her say, and this is not a line that you cook up by yourself. This is a line that is fed to you. Liv Morgan says, the reason my friends are gone are because of your fat contract, Becky. And everybody knows it isn't true. Knows it isn't true. Then Edge later on said, you're off filming a TV show while your tag team partner is getting released. Well, one, they weren't tag team partners anymore.
No.
Two, bullshit. We know better than that. This is incredibly frustrating to me, Reg.
This is just so awful to say. For all these people, imagine you're a released wrestler watching this show and you hear these lines and you're just like, what? I know that's not true. I know that's not the reason I got released. And you know that's not true. But for them to script these wrestlers to say this to their friends and you know, people that have, you know, Liv Morgan, one of her best friends was released. Yeah. They're putting her in this. They're putting the Miz's best friend was released. And for you to use a cheap line on him to try to, I don't know what you're trying to do, is awful. Especially when, like, just 2 weeks ago, we were all so upset and frustrated about releases. This isn't even an old thing. This is still brand new, you know?
And that is one of the frustrating aspects of this, is when they say stuff or they have these talent that are, oh, let me tell you, Becky is beloved. Liv is beloved.
Right.
Last year, during the pandemic, I wanted to get some positive news out there. And I asked people who's been working hard to improve. Liv Morgan was the number one name that was brought up to me. So a lot of people recognize the work that she has put in, and you have them go and they say stuff like this. It's like, there are so many people that say, oh, well, that's, you want realism, don't you? That's realistic. No, it's not realistic. Cause it's not true.
Right.
It's not true. They're not operating on a salary cap here.
No,
Becky didn't sign a Supermax deal. It's more like baseball. And God, it was just, it drove me nuts. And the Edge one was bad too, because like you're gonna gaslight the Miz within storyline for him going and making something of his career, like adding to this, like he's exposing himself to a whole new audience on Dancing with the Stars. It was so annoying that they would go this route. And then the further gaslighting that I saw from people defending it, saying like, oh, well, no, it's okay. It's realistic. It's not realistic. It isn't what happened. It's nowhere near what happened. They went and they signed a whole bunch of people in 2019 to these monster deals because they didn't want anybody to leave to go to AEW. And they cut a bunch of people. Oh, man. Like, it wouldn't ruin, but it left a sour taste in my mouth from two promos that otherwise I was like, hell yeah.
Right. And it's really frustrating with Edge because he's kind of almost did the same thing. Like he went away to go act. He went away to go do these things. And I mean, Christian had to leave to TNA. Like he had to get out of there. He was released too. Like you did the exact same thing and you're saying this now. And like, Edge, where have you even been? How are you talking about me? Like you're gone way more than I am. Like what? How was this promo flipped on me? How was this release flipped on me? If anything, we should be blaming you about your contract because you're this part-time, whenever, three times a year wrestler taking up salary cap, if we're talking about that, for all these people that could have been released. So really, let's talk about you, Edge, if we're going to talk about it. Like, that's insane.
And I mean, I thought it would have been a better taste if Miz brought up Christian. Christian left of his own volition.
Right.
Like, and bring Bill's Mafia. Bring up that Edge leveraged AEW. Right. If you're going to bring up another company,
exactly.
Bring that up. Like Miz could say, you wouldn't even be here if not for that. Like Miz has never entertained an AEW offer.
Right.
Who knows if he'd get one, but I mean, that's something he could say. I could work anywhere that I want. I think that Miz has plenty of ammunition here and doesn't have to go the route of what Edge and Liv Morgan had to do. And Edge has a lot more say in his promos. So yeah. ShotKid 29 says WWE is a company of lip service. We hear about praise, plans, promises, and it never amounts to anything. The one that bothered me, Reg, was, and I know a lot of people think a lot of things of a Carl Anderson, but when Triple H went to them before they re-signed and said, I think about this new company and I think about your family and I wonder, will this company even still be here in 5 years? And we're offering you 5 years. And then they were gone.
Right. Like, that is just unbelievable. Unreal. And I talked to a bunch of wrestlers like right when AEW was getting kicked off. And they knew it was happening. They knew that WWE was just signing. Like, you can't sign that many people and have enough spots for it to make any sense. You sign 100, 150 wrestlers. Like, where are we going to put all these wrestlers when half the show is about Roman? Or half, you know what I mean? Like, so the writing was on hoarding. The wall. Yeah, they were just hoarding so much. Unbelievable amount.
Yeah, from the point where ROH and New Japan were gaining momentum, they're like, let's just bring in everybody. I've said this on the show multiple times. They had no interest in really bringing in Matt Riddle until ROH and New Japan were like, well, we're doing an MSG show. And then Riddle was like, yeah, I'm kind of tired of sitting waiting here and Evolve for you guys for 2.5 years. Because WWE got him in with Evolve because he wanted to go to Ring of Honor. Right. And they said, no, we don't want to sign you, but we do want to keep you under our thumb. So go under this umbrella corporation. And then all of a sudden that changed. I mean, they got so talent hoarding happy that they brought Hogan back. They didn't want to risk Hulk Hogan at 234 years old with no hips going out there and doing this in front of an MSG crowd that wasn't theirs.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It's frustrating. And then to call it out of all things is just like, what are you guys doing here? Come on, man. This is crazy.
Van Twinblade says, someone tell Vince that hanging a lampshade on it doesn't make a turd any less of a turd. Well, that could mean a variety of different things. Yeah. Brent Lockman says, Hangman on commentary tonight should be fun. Congrats on the Big E interview, Reg. SRS, hope WrestleCade was amazing as it looked. Oh, boy. Well, yes, congrats on that interview. Hangman on commentary, I love that because Tony Khan said if he leaves commentary, he gets fined. That gives us a storyline reason. Let me tell you a story about WrestleCade. Oh, boy.
Yes.
And I hope I'm not stealing Jeremy Lambert's thunder here, but this was a great story to me. I'm sitting at the Fightful booth, which we had for interviews, just interviews like that. That was the only reason we were there. We weren't there for signings or anything like that. But I see Ricky Morton walk in towards me, like straight towards me. And I'm like, this is weird. I've never met him. I've never talked to him. And the way I had to explain to my wife is where we are in North Carolina, this is Jesus Christ.
Like, yes.
He's
ran this place for 30 years now.
Died for our sins. And he walks straight to me and he looks at me and he shakes my hand and he goes, I'm begging you to fucking follow me back on Twitter. And I was like, what is he saying to me? What? Is Ricky Morton saying this to me? Sure, and I didn't grow up like a Rock and Roll Express fan or anything like that. I was a WWF boy. I love WWF. Same. But still, given the circumstances, given the person, I was like, oh my God. Now, anybody that comes over and talks to me, I'm introducing to Jeremy too, because Jeremy puts in the work on our site. He's the reason our web traffic has tripled the last few months. And I said, this is Jeremy Lambert, our lead wrestling writer. And Ricky Morton looks at him, shakes his hand and goes, nobody gives a fuck, brother.
Damn, sorry to Jeremy. R.I.P. to Jeremy.
but he meant it in good spirits, and Jeremy laughed his ass off.
Right.
So I accept that. I accept the I go and I follow Ricky Morton, and then I can see his DMs because, man, Twitter does a crazy job filtering my DMs. Like, I thought that I was getting like 50 messages a day. I was getting like 150. Because Ricky Morton was in my message request folder. Like, Ricky Josh Morton was Barnett, adamant about this. Josh Barnett was in my message request folder. And I'm like, I want to talk to these people. Well, I look and it's him trying to get his son booked at a bunch of places. And I was like,
I see that. That's why. Okay. Okay. Now it makes more sense. He's like, what about my boy, Sean?
Yeah. And I was like, hey, QT Marshall's right over there. Right, buddy.
Exactly.
Like,
that's who you really want to talk to.
But I'm pretty sure that his son signed with NWA. So,
of course. I mean, they want to keep the legacy alive forever.
Yeah.
NWA. Oh, NWA. What do you think about that show coming up?
I don't. I don't think about it at all.
Dude, I watched the little trailer for it, and I was like, I went through the most wave of emotions I've ever went through watching a wrestling card be announced. I'm like, the main event, oh, wait, what's going on here? And then they announced like Darius Lockhart. I'm like, oh, okay. Then they announced like Tyrus. And I'm like, oh, okay, back down. I'm like, this is, I can't, I don't know. Wow.
Buddy,
wow.
They had Tyrus beat the Pope. And I was like, nope, sorry, not interested.
Mm-hmm. Not
Pope
for me.
Was the best thing you had going there. Darius Lockhart coming in was the best thing you had going there. Mm-hmm. Thunder Rosa was the best thing you had going there. And you were just like, how can we get rid of her?
Right.
Empower was the best buzz they had. It just, I'm sorry. I all due respect to Trevor Murdoch, I don't want to see him wrestle Mike Knox.
I have zero. I have negative interest in seeing this match. Like, I do not. Why is this the main event of a pay-per-view in 2021? I don't know.
I don't know what this mentality is of like anybody who has WWE experience needs to come in. And I'm like, I look at the people that are out there. I just, man, I got no desire. Mickie James and Kiera Hogan's going to be real good. Right. I bet Colby Carino and Doug Williams is going to be good.
Yep.
I'm sure Nick Aldis and Tom Latimer will have something good going on. But like, okay, I got no interest in watching Austin Aries.
That's another one. I was like, oh, Austin Aries, they are just leaning in heavy on this now, it sounds like.
I liked them bringing in OGK because I think Taven and Bennett are a really good tag team. The women's tag team title match, Kylie Rae and 2D Lynn, that's a great team. I like
awesome.
That.
Love it.
I like that idea. There's some decent matches on there, but then I'm like, okay.
Then the roller coaster continues where you're like, ooh.
Yeah.
Jazz too. They're giving it up to Jazz. That's awesome. Amazing.
Yeah, I love that. Love that. But then I gotta watch like Tyrus shuffle around the ring and try to catch his breath. Like
can't.
I can't do it, man. Like
I can't. I cannot do that. I've tried their show and I'm just like, you guys are leaning in heavy on this like NWA. It's the 80s, but like I
like the talent. The talent is either really way far up here, like we're talking like Mickey, Nick Aldis, Lady Frost, Kylie Rae, The Hex, Kiera, like people like that, or Camille, or it's all the way down the bottom of people. And it's like there's no in between.
Yeah, right. So, like, were you on SmackDown in 2006? You could be world champ tonight in NWA.
The Dicks are going to get booked on this show.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Luther Reigns is going to get booked.
Doug Basham is your new NWA world champion.
Do you remember briefly a couple of years ago where some guy was like, I've got the scoop. Reigns is on steroids. He's been buying steroids. And it was like this big thing, and a lot of people were hitting me up, and they're like, oh my God, you hear Roman Reigns is on steroids. And then it came out, and the guy was like, yes, I sold steroids to Luther Reigns.
Can see it coming from a mile away. Like, this is definitely going to be the dude with the horseshoe hair. Come on.
Yeah.
Nobody, you can't forget that. That's hilarious.
He was actually named Horseshoe in WCW.
Right.
Which is
I'm surprised he hasn't been booked for NWA. Seriously, he must not be active. That's the only reason that he's not there.
Reminder, guys, get in your super chats and your Humper Chats. You can donate on YouTube or at humperchats.com. eBases, DEC, WWE, AEW going to guaranteed contracts. I've got some news on the WWE end of that this week on Fightful Select. I'm working on that now. I've been asking a lot of people. Eloquent says CM Punk versus Lee Moriarty has me so hyped. Me too.
I don't even.
Oh boy, Reg, I can't wait for this.
This is like an unimaginable dream. You can't even say it's a dream match because like no one ever thought this was even possible to happen.
No.
Like CM Punk just came back and now he's wrestling Lee Moriarty. What? This is crazy. Lee Moriarty has had the most insane run in AEW so far. And it's really been amazing to see what both CM Punk and Bryan Danielson have been doing with just like you expected them to come in and just face all the top guys, but it's been like the exact opposite.
Yeah.
They just been facing like people they want to have fun in the wrestling ring with. And this is another example of that. And I just cannot wait to watch this.
Trying to fix my camera, guys. I know it's a little wonky. I pay over $100 for a webcam, but Lee Moriarty and CM Punk is like, it is just such an AEW TV match. Like, you know, Punk's winning. You know,
right.
Punk's winning, But we're okay with that.
Yeah.
And people who have been following Lee for a long time know what he's capable of mm-hmm. and know how good he is, and they want to see him do this. Like, it's so funny. I can't count the number of times I've watched AEW and watched somebody get their ass whipped and me go, I'm so happy for them right now.
Yeah.
I'm so happy to watch them.
Oh my gosh. And it's happened so many times for me. And this, since Dynamite has existed, I've been like, man, he's getting his ass kicked, but this is so great. This is an amazing thing to watch.
Anthony Green getting beaten up by Sting. I was like, oh, good for that guy.
Right. That guy. Right.
Brent Lockman says, I'll be honest, seeing Austin Aries booked in NWA is all I need to know about that company anymore. Sad, but yeah. Well, I've talked about Austin Aries too much for 1 year, I think.
Right.
Matt Rykiel says, what's up, Reg and Sean? Twitter's usually toxic, but CM Punk replying to Kate Hensler yesterday was awesome. It is usually toxic, but now, anytime I even get a hint of somebody being a jerk, I'll just block them.
Out of here.
That's it.
No time for this. Forget
Bye.
It.
Yeah. Bye. You can, if I've got you blocked and you feel like it was an accident, DM the Fightful account. Maybe
but
I'll
But it wasn't
you.
An accident. I don't ac- it, you don't accidentally block
exactly.
anyone.
Yeah, it's true.
You gotta go through some steps to block someone.
If I have somebody blocked, what they did was they were a jerk in some capacity to me or somebody I like, or they liked or interacted with somebody so blatantly toxic
right,
that exactly. I knew they were not worth me ever speaking mm-hmm. to again. And right. yes, I will do that. I will absolutely do that because I got a lot of followers and I don't really need that many more. So if you're interacting with somebody who is so dog shit toxic,
mm-hmm.
I will you're preemptively out. Block you.
Right. And there's a bunch of weirdos that are after you for things. So like, you're out of here, dude. I'm not going to, why am I going to waste my time with some random dude?
Nope. We got a lot of great. Also, my mentality has always been, I like to show my audience that I don't need $5 from a piece of shit.
Right.
I would rather have $5 from good people exactly. or $0 from good people. Mm-hmm. I don't want to poison our well with someone who is a bad person.
Right.
I don't want Definitely. That. It's not worth it to me. Five extra bucks is not worth a negative experience. Joseph says, thoughts on that coffee vignette with Draco Anthony? I haven't seen it yet. Have you checked it out?
Yeah, I watched it. It was interesting. They were trying to do like this 90s movie aesthetic or something. And at the end, he looks in the window at himself and... it feels like another one of those NXT. They're just like throwing ideas at the wall.
Yeah.
Like, let's have Draco go sit in a diner and drink some coffee. It's like, why? For what? Oh, is that man. A gimmick? He drinks coffee? Come on, you guys. This is crazy.
Give RJ City his money.
They showed another one for, I forget what her name is, but she's like, the whole time she's like, daddy's going to pay for this and daddy pays for this. And I go to these different stores and I shop here. There's no Black Friday. I'm like, what is this NXT 2.0? What are y'all doing? What's going on here?
It is very much like throwing stuff at the wall and like, let's see if it works. Ryan Sullivan says, Reg has made it, so I call Lee Moriarty Leland, even in my head.
Lee's going to kill me.
And Jay Shell says, I cannot wait to show my 9-year-old nephew that someone who looks like him can wrestle CM Punk. I'm going to cry. Representation Ooh. Is so important. I mean, that is a benefit of NXT 2.0. I know that wasn't what the chat was about, but like they have had an incredible amount of representation across that show.
All the characters, I'll say even for like the Black wrestlers, they all have different characters. You know, no one's the same. No one's a classic blah 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 character. They left that to Tony D'Angelo. So
and it got over even sarcastically.
God.
It got over.
I did a tweet yesterday. Who's a new wrestler you discovered this year that you love? And a lot of people said Tony D'Angelo. Yep. Like way more than I ever expected. So whatever they're doing with this guy is really working.
Zach says, love Fightful, but take the chains off Team Kalex. No, we were starting to get 1-star reviews because their reviews were 3 hours long. They can do an NXT review under 2 hours. You're going to be all right. But
an NXT TV show review for 3 hours?
Yes.
That is insane.
For three, exactly. I'd be up at 2 a.m. waiting for them to get done so I could edit the audio. Sorry, guys. By the way, you can check out FightfulSelect.com. They will have a special review of War Games this weekend. Ken says, between the Adam Cole discourse, and the defense of the Becky Lynch promo, wrestling opinions are extra bad this week. What did you make of the Adam Cole discourse? Because to me, the way that I looked at it, like, Adam Cole said that he was very happy in WWE. You can never say he wasn't booked well. He was booked incredibly. They wanted to bring him up to the main roster. But first off, people that were like, oh, he'd be better off in NXT, he wouldn't be in NXT right now. Right. They were actively pitching for him to come up. We know some of the things that were pitched for him. I think he couldn't have possibly been booked better than he was the last 4 years. But mm-hmm. that doesn't mean that going forward, it would have stayed that way.
I think it would have been all downhill from here if he would have went to the main roster of WWE. This whole Adam Cole discourse is funny. It's just like, do you guys know anything about Adam Cole out of the wrestling ring? He was on Xavier Woods' channel for the whole time he was there doing goofy stuff on a weekly basis. Yep. And like, I watch Being the Elite, like, do you know Adam Cole is all I'm asking for these people that are complaining, because this doesn't seem out of the character for him. This doesn't seem crazy. This seems like what he would want to do. It seems like all of this is stuff he's interested in. So I was really confused. He's not going to be world champ out the gate because they have so much going on top, man. And like, he's having fun with the Young Bucks. He came to do, you know, 6-man matches. He came to do 8-man matches. He came to do that for a while. And they set up the story with him and Paige, with him and Kenny Omega, like, it's there, man. There has to take time. Everybody thinks that they say everybody, they can't sign everybody from WWE, but then when they do, they want them to be right in. It just, there's so many different things going on. It's like,
I like what's going on because they keep the top of their card deep. And that's one of the main issues I have with WWE main roster is you've got to rely. WWE right now is in a situation where they have to rely on Xavier Woods, Kofi Kingston, Jeff Hardy to be Roman Reigns' challengers because they are perpetually over. There's nothing they can do to make those three men not over.
Right.
So whatever hiccups in booking they've had, they can overcome. I mean, Adam Cole I will never be upset about anybody signing somewhere or re-signing somewhere because I don't understand that person's priorities. Right. I especially don't understand the priorities of millionaires. I can't relate to that. Maybe they want to make their art and they want to make it the way they want, or they want to take care of their family and they want to do it the way they want. So
more time at home. It's a different lifestyle in AEW than it is in WWE. There's a different machine. He can stream at home without being attacked. Like, there's so many different factors going on in why he went to AEW over becoming a manager and cutting his hair and getting a new name on Raw and nobody caring about him 2 weeks later.
Joseph says, besides Braun, could you see Mello, Hayes, Tony D, or even Solo being built up to beat Reigns instead of joining the Bloodline one day? Well, it ain't going to be Tony D.
No.
I could see Braun. I think maybe it could be Mello, Hayes. He is Shawn Michaels' favorite human, from what I understand.
That's
Solo?
Makes sense.
So we'll talk about this because this was on the subject. Like, we're starting to see a little bit more nod to the lineage of Bron Breakker, Solo Sikoa. I mean, they're not going to be able to avoid that he is a Fatu. They're not going to be able to avoid that. Yeah. And I understand what they're doing now because then whenever they decide to bring him up, bam, there he is. There you go. To answer his question, do you see any of these guys being built up to beat Reigns?
No.
I could see it being Braun, maybe.
Yes, like, I mean, I think
it wouldn't shock me if next month Braun Breakker wins the Royal Rumble and then bam, I could definitely he's in a world see title it, match.
But I don't know if I don't know if what's going on right now, are they thinking, if anybody's thinking any of these guys are going to be the next one to beat Roman or be the one to beat Roman. But I think that Braun Breakker is going to have a pretty huge career. There's nothing stopping this guy. This is just one of like, he's here. We're excited about it. He's everything we want, and he's doing everything we want. He was already on that European tour. Like, he's the guy. I wouldn't be surprised one bit if he won the Royal Rumble next month. So he's definitely the one if I had to choose from those guys. And just hearing that Mello is Shawn Michaels' favorite wrestler just makes my little heart just feel so great.
That's the comparison I have for him. I think he is going to be the Shawn Michaels of this generation for a lot of people. Like, he can work, he can talk, he's got that special charisma. He's like, there have been so many people that come into NXT and I'm like, they're right there. They've almost got it. They just have to find that thing. As soon as he was there, it's like, well, he's got his thing. It was a concentrated effort to not include him in the cruiserweight division. So
that's funny. Well, I mean, Shawn Michaels lost his son. We just talked about him, Adam Cole. So you got to get a new kid, you know, got to adopt someone new to latch on to. But that was Shawn Michaels' son. I tell you, he's going to forever be Shawn Michaels' son because he has so many of Shawn Michaels' mannerisms. He's just Shawn Michaels. So Adam Cole, that's who you are and you're forever going to be.
It pissed me off a little bit because I was going to run this big story about how Carmelo Hayes was in the favor of Shawn Michaels and all this stuff. And I had it set for like a Wednesday and I had done the story Monday. And then it was like, boom, Tuesday, North American champion. Wednesday, this photo shoot of them hugging each other comes out.
Right.
I was like, damn it.
Everybody's stepping on them SRS toes, man. You got to just start dropping it. But then they're going to be pissed if you drop it, right? That's the thing.
I know. Chris Rain says this is for the WrestleCade story. I want to go to one eventually. Can't wait for the Punk Lee match. WrestleCade is something I think every wrestling fan should go to at least once. It is a blast. Brent says, I blame Alex for my love of Tony D. Wait, not blame. Thank him. He's sarcastically over and it works for him. I like it.
It's interesting.
Yeah, it is. It's almost like it's like meme stocks in wrestling.
Right.
But yeah, it works. Van Twinblade says, with the failure of Von Wagner to anything, to him kill him big as a character in WWE, will the failure of Von Wagner? I don't think it's going to work with Von Wagner as presented.
I don't think so either.
I think the thing that Van Twinblade was getting at was his gimmick is he's big.
Yeah. I think some of these are too fast, too soon, even though it's not even like a lot. It's still just in NXT 2.0, but like people don't forget, man. People do not forget. They're going to always remember. He kind of reminds me of what was the guy that was in the original NXT, Eli Cottonwood, the guy with the mustache. It's just like a big guy, but there's like nothing behind it.
Well, you know what? Whether you're a big guy or not, but you want there that performance, check out our friends at BlueChew.com and use that code FIGHTFUL. If you're having trouble getting an erect penis, BlueChew.com and the code FIGHTFUL is here to help. You don't have to wait in line at the pharmacy. You don't have to wait in line at the doctor's office. You don't have to stand there next to Adam Pearce on network TV and then just disappear for fear that your performance isn't up to par. BlueChew.com and the code FIGHTFUL. Make sure you've got that main event performance. Maybe she'll be saying him big after it's all done, but you're going to have that big time performance. That's for sure. Same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. So you know it works, but it works on your schedule. Ready or not, here you come. Oh boy. And they're going to find you, but it's not going to be because of that Blue Chew label. Because it's prepared and shipped direct and discreet. So the mailman's not going to be showing up like, hey, everybody, dick pills. Because they're not going to know. They're not going to know unless you're banging your mailman, which, quite frankly, if you're into that, you're into that. And if the mailman finds out you got Blue Chew, they're probably going to want a piece of that action as well. BlueChew.com, code FIGHTFUL. Use that code FIGHTFUL.
Hey, Blue Chew, come mess with the Graph City boys, man. We will put over those dick pills on a weekly basis.
You know what?
We like dick pills, too.
I should reach out to them. Tom Brady, I'm sure it's that same Tom Brady, says, any chance we get an Edge-AJ dream match at WrestleMania? I think that's a possibility.
That's a possibility. Yeah, that sounds like a thing.
I think now's the time to do it, too. D-Lo says, the righteous one and the best SRS. Here's a humper chat. We love our humper chats here.
Early Royal Rumble prediction do you have besides Bron Breakker? Who's tickling your fancy so far?
I think on the men's side, it'll either be Brock or somebody completely out of the blue. Mm. I really think they should lean into night one or night two of WrestleMania having a four horsemen main event.
Mm-hmm.
So I think like a double winner in the Royal Rumble would make a lot of sense.
Is Bayley coming back? Is Bayley still? What's the time frames?
I don't know. I think they need to come up with a creative way to get all four women challenging for one title. Uh-huh. Now, the benefit is one of them can be champion. Two of them can win the Royal Rumble and pick that champion. And then Bayley can show up on that brand because she wasn't drafted. So I think there is a way to do it. And then you can return the other two women to whatever brand they were on afterwards. That way you're not completely stacking one into the roster. But I think based on the way that they've maybe had some issues with Charlotte of late, you got to do that now because they did not do the Shield triple threat at WrestleMania. And they did it at a battleground, and now we'll never get it. Mm-hmm. I think you got to do it.
Right.
So what are you thinking?
If Brock Lesnar wins the Royal Rumble, I'm out of here. Please don't do this to us. And they're going to have him come in number one and beat all 29 guys like that one time. Unbelievable. Yeah. You know what? I have no idea. I don't know what they're doing with Roman. If they're doing Brock and Roman, they don't need the Royal Rumble to do that. They've been building this for 500 years, but knowing WWE, they want Brock Lesnar to beat up a bunch of guys. So Xavier Woods maybe has a shot now with this King of the Ring thing. He has some momentum. He has some things going on, but I don't really have a lot of faith in that. On the women's side, I could maybe see Liv Morgan getting a little bit more momentum going in there. Shayna Baszler has a big chance, I think, to do it. She's been showing the Shayna Baszlers we know and love, but they got her trapped with Natty, so anything could be anything. Really, this year is just very it's interesting to see what's going to happen. The Roman and Brock thing is just like grinding my gear so hard because I know that's what the WrestleMania match is going to be, but I've seen that at like four WrestleManias in person, man. I don't want to see that again. I'm not going to be at WrestleMania, but I'm saying, people, you guys, this is crazy. We can't do this again. We can't keep doing this. And is Brock going to be the one to beat Roman? That sounds crazy.
Yep. Yeah, I agree. And it's like the hook is, oh, but now it's the way that it should have been with Roman Reigns as a heel. Like it should have been the entire time. It's like, well, maybe you should have led with that like the first three or four times.
Exactly.
Did
Yeah. No, too little too late, man. We've seen it like 25 times. We're good here. But this is where they're going. They had Roman squash everybody. We are where we are.
Jamal says, any chance Damian Priest is the one that dethrones Reigns, maybe winning a Royal Rumble and challenging him at Mania? Now, I don't think it's a coincidence that he does not lose matches. He just doesn't lose matches. But I don't think that they're... But, I mean, also, maybe it is. Aleister Black went on a year-long winning streak, didn't lose at all, and then they were just like, hey, we're not going to mention it, and Seth's going to beat him randomly on Raw. So maybe I'm giving WWE too much credit. I don't think he's going to be the one, but I think he is a great talent. For sure.
How do you feel about Drew McIntyre recently? Someone was asking me about Drew McIntyre, and I was like, things haven't been great for my man, Drew.
I like that he's winning matches. I like that they weren't just like, here he is on SmackDown. Now he's going to get a title shot because he's just Drew McIntyre. They've had him show up, and they've had him beat up a bunch of people. Like he beat, but he hasn't in a while. Gosh, was he? Yeah, he was on SmackDown this past week. He beat Corbin and Moss before
that. He came
that,
in with the sword just like trying to kill everybody. Everybody was ducking down and stuff. Yeah.
But before that, he had been on like the European tour. So he was gone for like 3 weeks. But before that, he beat Ali, Zayn, Ricochet. Like, I like that they're giving him wins instead of just being like, hey, here you are. You're back.
Someone was saying, could he be the one to dethrone Roman? And I'm like, I wouldn't think so. But
I don't think that's a good idea.
Crazier things have happened. It's not a good idea. It's not a good idea at all, but he has some momentum.
Yeah. Daniel says you can pick one AEW upset. What is it? I think the person who first beats Punk, if it's not MJF, should be like a big upset on Dynamite. Like, I think that would be good. Like, somebody finally got the old man and it caught up to him. And I think that would be cool. Any part of you that, or anybody that you have in mind, you're like, okay, they should win one.
I think that would be cool. I think in maybe something with Britt Baker. Maybe they have a lot of women who have a lot of momentum. Specifically, Thunder Rosa has an insane amount of momentum. Like, a crazy amount of momentum. So if they just like kind of threw it out there and it happened, I think people would be excited about it more than upset or, you know, sad.
I see a lot of this. D'Lo says a part of me wants Walter to beat Roman Reigns.
I see that.
And the way that I look at that is this is still the same Walter that Vince McMahon had lose in 3 minutes at Survivor Series a couple years ago. So how will you look at him?
Things are not going to change.
Jay Blood says, by the way, Jay Blood, I got your message. Thank you very much for that. He says, I can't wait to see how Atlanta reacts to Cody and the nuances he throws in the performance to steer it. So now Cody's in his hometown. Do you think that he's going to get booed or cheered tonight?
I think he's going to get booed because Atlanta's a smart crowd. They're one of those smart, they know what's going on here. They know what's happening here and they're doing it for you, Cody. That's what you have to realize. I know you get upset when, you know, people boo you, but it's for you. We like what's going on here. I think Atlanta's a smart enough crowd to know if you give him this desired reaction, it's going to be better for everyone.
Ryan says, Sean, any truth to the Brian Alvarez report of some in WWE thinking Tony Khan bought tickets at ESB Arena to make it look good? No wrestlers that I've spoken to have said that. I'm not like crapping on Alvarez. It's just there are people near the top of WWE who will say anything, though. But I have not heard that from my people.
That sounds weird.
Yeah. Twinblade says, I didn't think I gave you that much ammo, Sean. Well, I just thank you for the super chat. Pedro says, 2021 match of the year picks in mind. Dragunov, Walter, Britt Baker, Thunder Rosa, Bianca, Sasha Banks. Those are a few of mine just right off the top of my head. Riddle and AJ Styles on Raw was really incredible even. Like any that come to mind for you?
Bianca and Sasha was there live. That just like nothing's going to beat that moment. Everything that just happened there when Bianca caught her on the outside into the gorilla press slam. Like, this is craziness going on here. Just a couple of like matches I saw also during WrestleMania weekend. I saw Darius Lockhart and Brian Keith wrestle at For the Culture and they just tore it down. I've been thinking about that match a lot and pretty much anything that Dante Martin was in because he's insane.
Marcus says, if we got a four horsewomen match at Mania, Bayley can bring up not being in the Mania 32 match and use it as a story. Oh, buddy, she can bring up not being in WrestleMania last year. Yeah. And if they want to gaslight Becky Lynch, let's do it by having her say, we were supposed to face each other last year and you said no, you weren't ready.
Yeah, have one of them say that to Becky, not Liv Morgan. That just doesn't make sense.
ShotKid29 says, aside from Charlotte, which horsewoman could you see leaving? For me, it's Sasha, given how close she seems to be with a lot of former WWE talent. She loves Vince an awful lot, though.
Right.
I don't see any of them leaving. I really don't. But Charlotte, maybe Becky for movies or something, but that's about it.
It wouldn't make any sense. Like, they're treated like the queens of WWE. They're living great lives. I wouldn't see it. Charlotte's the only one. And even then, I could see them just being like, yo, Charlotte, what's up here? Like, let's fix this.
We have some more humper chats. Kate says, don't actually have anything to say, but just wanted to say, as CM Punk's best friend, happy Wednesday to two of my favorite dudes. Oh, God. Yeah, we need the allegations of bias even more. Like, bring it on, Kate.
Yes, come on. Jeez Louise. Tony Khan responded to Will. And
I saw that
on Twitter. I'm like, come on, we don't need any more extra ammo out here, man. They already think we're on the payroll.
Oh, man. Chris Rain says RTG top or pop me with the do you know Adam Cole? Yep. And Daniel Rothenberg says, would love for Ciampa to lose the title, win the Rumble, and challenge Goldie and win it on the biggest stage or challenge for Goldie.
Definitely the biggest stage. Gonna happen, I would think.
Nope. Yeah. And, Daniel says maybe a way to keep Gargano as well by promising a Rumble win. I ain't accepting a WWE promise for anything.
Like, no way. Not in a million years. We've seen for history forever that's just not a thing. We're talking about the Montreal Screwjob. We've been talking about it for 100 years and we're talking about it for 100 more years.
Yep.
Promises are nothing. Not even until the bell rings. Like there's nothing that they could do to make you feel good. You just have to like trust them. So
I'll tell you what I can promise you guys. Great quality on our merch at shop.fightful.com. Look at this beauty. Look at this with the shoes. Oh, wait, you know what? We got more. How about...
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
How about t-shirts?
What's up? No, double up.
I'm not done. We have beanies. Mm-hmm. These are beautiful. This is embroidered. Look at that.
Yep.
Oh, you know what? Maybe you're at WrestleCade. You're walking around, but you're wearing tight pants like me. I wear really tight pants. You don't want to keep your phone in your pocket. Fightful fanny packs? What? Got the Fightful fanny packs as well. Shop.fightful.com. I am constantly adding new designs up there. So check it out. And guys, get your questions, statements in right now. Humperchats.com and our super chats. Leave a thumbs up as well. Oh, man, some unfortunate news dropped. Big Swole leaving AEW.
She
made a heartfelt post. And I mean, I know that the world kind of knows that she's been dealing with Crohn's and she's been out for quite a while. She said that she spoke with Tony Khan and AEW officials, and they have decided not to renew their contract with AEW. Said it was a hard decision, but a needed one. She hasn't been featured much lately. She had a feud with Britt Baker. It seemed like health kept getting in the way, but this is a bummer, and we've already got some chats about it. Jay Shell says, guys, happy to see your faces after the sad Big Swole news. Not sure if you saw my letter to her, but the separation really hurt me in a way I would have never expected it to do. Reg, how are you feeling after seeing this news? Because this is a bummer.
Yeah, this was very sad and frustrating and all the things you could imagine after this. I noticed after when the TBS title tournament was announced and she wasn't in, that seemed pretty interesting because I think she was one of the highest women wrestlers that AEW had. She has a lot of stock. She has a lot of fans. She has a lot of things. So this is sad, man. I hope it's not, you know, health related too much. I hope it's, you know, some other thing. Maybe she wants to pursue some other things. But really, I just want the best for Swole. Hope she gets her health together. Hope her and her family are happy and healthy, because that's all really that matters. So shout out to Swole. It's interesting.
So this is a topic that, you know, again, it's one of those, oh, but if it were WWE, et cetera, you're going to get those tweets. And I had, I want to say, a prominent person in WWE that pointed out to me something that they've noticed. They're like, in AEW, people's deals expire. They don't fire them, except for Jimmy Havoc, who needed to be fired. Mm-hmm. By the way, did you ever hear about Andrew Thompson almost beating the shit out of Jimmy Havoc?
I want to tell
the story so bad, but also Andrew was so mad. Like, I don't want Andrew mad at me because he's a friend.
Right. Yeah.
But I think by now he should wear it as a badge of honor. I'll just say this. Andrew Thompson almost beat the fuck out of Jimmy Havoc, and it was great. But yeah, Jimmy Havoc got fired. Disciplinary stuff. A lot of people pointed to Eva Lees. That was a tiered deal that was not
it's
renewed.
Different. Yeah.
Same with Danny Limelight. He made his dates. That was it. Mm-hmm. There was a prominent person in WWE that said to me, they let people keep their dignity in AEW.
Right.
They're aware that their contract is coming up. They can plan for that. Mm-hmm. This seems to be a very similar situation, and a lot of deals are going to be coming up there, but there's a variety of deals. They have some 5-year deals, some 2-year deals, some 3-year deals. I think this does allow people to keep their dignity a little bit more than, hey, they signed a new contract and then bam, they're fired.
Right. Yeah. This whole contract thing has been very interesting. I was tweeting a couple of weeks ago about, because everyone says AEW can't sign everyone. They can't sign everyone. But like AEW started, you know, a little over 2 years ago. A lot of people they signed were for 2 years, maybe less, maybe more. And then I saw that the Young Bucks had signed, which seems like they had only signed 2 years. You know what I mean? So they're a prominent tag team and had only signed 2 years. I really enjoy that AEW does that. Let the people kind of know that what's coming. It's not a big shock. It's not broadcasted on the internet unless you want to. Some people's deals have came up already, and we haven't. It wasn't a big crazy hubbub or you know, news. It was just like, your deal's up. We're not going to continue, and we're going to move on. And that's a way better way than Future Endeavor, the whole roster. So,
Awesome Kong, a little backstory for those of you who didn't know. When I did my haircut donation thing, like, we were going to do that in like February or March, whatever C2E2 was in 2020. But when Awesome Kong couldn't get cleared, they really accelerated the split of the Nightmare Collective. And after that, they had nothing for Melanie. They had nothing for Kong. Kong couldn't get cleared. They stayed on the roster until their deals expired. And it's like, well, naturally, we're not going to renew you. Right. And they pushed the split up like a full month just to accommodate that and didn't fire these people. Now, I don't know what the structure of the deal was. Were they getting paid? Were they technically under a contract? Like, I'm not sure that. Melanie barely wrestled, though, before she was out. And she's still working. Like, she's wrestled more in the past few months than she did in like a year with AEW. So there are some of these deals that they probably realized, wasn't such a great call. I don't know if Big Swole was one of those. I like the work that she did.
No, I don't think so. Yeah.
I thought that she had some great charisma. I thought she sold incredible. I liked her reverse sell of headbutts. Mm-hmm. She'd headbutt people and then she would sell it. Phantom says it's like leaving your house at the end of a tenancy, as opposed to your landlord evicting you with no warning.
Exactly.
I like that. I like that as well. And that's how we are. Like, when we have signed people to contracts at Fightful, we will allow them to, if they have a better deal, like, we'll allow them to pursue that. But quite frankly, we're not going to cut them before that. We will make sure that we live up to our obligation. And I think a lot of AEW doing that. Dante says, shout out to Big Swole, one of my favorites. Loved her match with Britt in the dentist office and the 2 out of 3 with Diamante. Wish her well. I mean, she was a part of a cinematic match, which they didn't do a ton of in AEW.
She made a nice little place in history for AEW. Definitely had her moments. Definitely had a good time. She had the thing with Red Velvet and Kylan King. They had a nice little trio going on for a while. She did a lot here. She had some great matches, and, you know, we're excited to see what the future holds.
Dennis Dirty Works.
For her husband. I don't know. Her husband. Yeah. You know. So
Dennis Dirty Work says Swole was one of my favorite parts of the pandemic Jacksonville Dark era, best in-ring trash talk in the biz. She's really great verbally too. Like, she's quick on her feet. John says, had to take a Twitter break after seeing the drones and freaks trying to use Crohn's disease as a tool to push an agenda. I have several friends with Crohn's, and it is no joke. Hope you guys are doing well. And it had the least had a tolerable holiday. It was a good holiday. I got to see a lot of great people, but this is like one of those things where the people that are saying that kind of stuff, they are the habitual line steppers. They are typically the people that think that nobody deserves any privacy, nobody deserves any respect in that regard. Mm. So not
it's
surprising.
Typical. Most of the people you see, it's like, yeah, of course you're saying that.
Eloquent says, hopefully she comes back for one-offs. Swole rules. I mean, she spent some time in WWE too. Like, one of my first enhancement stories episodes I did was her against Nia Jax, where she told me about that experience. So she could pop up a lot of different places.
And women's wrestling is insane also. There's so many great places to work. She could show up in Impact. She could show up in Shimmer. She could show up all over the indies. There's so many potential MLW. Dream matches. MLW has that open door thing now. Yeah, there's so many great places now for women to work. It's actually pretty amazing.
And guys, get your super chats or humper chats in as we're heading down the home stretch. Brent Lockman, speaking of MLW, says, how much of the rebirth of Lucha Underground can MLW legally pull off? I see they have Cobb running around as Matanza again. Who's going to sue him? Who's...
El Rey, I had a question about that too. Yeah, I'm like, wait, what's going on here? I thought there was these lawsuits, these rules. Like, they're just like leaning in heavy on it.
MLW does their due diligence. I mean, they got the War Games trademark at one point and sold it back to WWE. So they're pretty good with that type of thing. They are able to legally use LAX right now. Like, they're very smart with that stuff. So I don't think they're really at any risk. Like, you don't hear about MLW getting sued much. Right. You hear about them getting litigious more than anybody else. Daniel, what was your reaction when you saw that? Because a lot of people were like, how can they do this?
That's exactly what I thought. I had like looked down for a bit and I looked up and I was like, wait, what's going on here? But I know they've been doing a lot of things with Lucha Underground. They brought in Dario Cueto. They've been leaning on it pretty heavy. Mil Muerte. So like, I wasn't surprised, but I'm also like, wait, what is going on with this lawsuit? What are the rules? What are the provisions? Like, I don't feel like other wrestling companies can do this. Like, do they have some kind of deal going on? What is this?
Wild, man. Daniel Rothenberg says, I would love an AEW Young Gun tournament, non-four pillars young guys. Think it's a good idea. Would also love a young versus old star match, Blood and Guts or Stampede or Stadium Stampede or something. I think the Young Guns idea is great. Yuta, Dante, Darius, Lee Moriarty. There's one I'm forgetting right off, Daniel Garcia, right off the top of my head. Like, there's 8 to 16 that are just like great.
You said gun like 3 times, and that means gun club. So I'm out. I can't be a part of any gun club.
They're the ass boys. They're the ass boys. That's all they are.
Why are they on TV, Sean Rossat? Why am I watching the gun club on Dynamite when there's not a lot of time throughout the week for wrestling? Why is this dedicated to the gun club, the ass boys?
I think because Danhausen got him over.
He did.
They better be thanking Danhausen.
Oh my God. It's so easy for him. You son of a bitch, Danhausen. Please put over some wrestlers we want to see on TV.
My rule used to be I would interview people once a year, maybe twice if they have something going on. By the end of December, I'll have like 7 Danhausen interviews this year.
But it's not just Danhausen either. It's Danhausen's fans. Danhausen's fans do not mess around, man. They do not play about some Danhausen.
We have Kyler, who does great social media work for us, unless it's on a Friday and he's tweeting about Naomi. I was like, put together a Danhausen compilation. Then I had to say, no, stop. I'm interviewing him again. Don't do it.
There's a new interview to add.
We got more.
Shout out to Danhausen, man. He's resting up.
I know. No kidding. Well, Reg, we thank you so much. Tell people about Pro Wrestling Illustrated. We want them to check out the new issue with your cover story at that.
Yes. The new issue of the Pro Wrestling Illustrated featuring Big E on the cover, interview by me. It's coming out digitally tomorrow, actually. It's going to be available. So if you're trying to see that, get in there. I got a new column in there, the Righteous Wrap-Up. I have a column in there every month. But this month, I was talking about NXT 2.0. We talked a little bit about it on here. I expanded a little bit more on that. You can catch me on Grap City every Saturday, Fightful Network. It's 9 a.m. for me. It's 12 Eastern for the rest of the people in the world. RighteousReg.bandcamp.com. I have a live stream rap concert coming up this weekend. Please follow my Twitter and watch that. And thanks, SRS, for letting me be here. The trolls are definitely going to run with this one because that's what they do.
I love
it. AEW does not pay us, you guys. If they did, I would say it every single week. I would show you my check on air if they were paying me, just so you know.
I just block them at this point. Then they get mad that I blocked them. I don't know what to do. I can't win.
You cannot win.
You guys can win. Tune in Saturday, noon Eastern. We got tons of shows this weekend, an NXT post show as well. AEW tonight. So get in your humper chats. And even if you don't watch live, you can leave us humper chats. That's the beauty of it. I'm going to get Will onto that as well. That way they can leave messages for the Grapsody team.
Yes.
So we'll have that set up for Grapsody very, very soon. Reg, was this the first show we ever did together?
This was the first show we ever did together. Yeah, first one.
Oh, first my one. Gosh. I've done ones with Will. I did one with Phil that almost ruined his life. I'm sure he'll tell you about that at some point.
That's classic but Phil.
It is. It's classic Phil. There you go. Tell me, if you paid $35 to watch this show, would it have been worth it?
Yes, this show, I would not request my $35 back after it was over because I didn't watch a screen the whole time, even though I did, but that was the point.
That's
WWE.
True.
Vince McMahon, please just stop doing this to us, man. I don't want to see it anymore, dude.
These are all less than $35.
Exactly, they're yes.
All less than $35.
And you're going to be satisfied afterwards.
Grapsody has merch, and they get a quarterly cut. So go buy their merch as well.
Get some t-shirts, man. Go buy something. Show support. Show up on Saturday. Send us those Humper chats too, man. We talking about y'all. We talking with y'all. This is a community experience over here.
Bring your baked beans with tinfoil over top of the plate.
Exactly. And tune in. Unless you have a can opener, then of course bring the can.
Yeah, of course. Guys, I will be over on Fightful Select right after this doing a quick live Q&A. Until next time, we're out.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.